Listening Library presents Fireborn by Rosaria Munda. Read for you by Christian Coulson and Candice Moll with Steve West. Prologue. Later, he would be known as the First Protector, and under his vision the city would transform. Serfs would be freed, schools would be built, and dragons would, for the first time, be ridden by commoners. Before that, he was the leader of the bloodiest revolution his people had ever seen. He never doubted that he would create a just city, nor did he doubt that the families of the old regime deserved to die. But he did, sometimes, regret the way it happened, the day the palace was finally overrun. He remembered in particular one of the ruling families, their tormentors still at work when he found them. The Dragon Lord had been kept alive, to watch. His youngest son was the only child left. A boy of about 7 or 8, his expression blank beneath a mask of blood. The remains of their family lay around them. "Stop this foolishness at once," the First Protector said, when he and his guard found them. The revolutionaries let go of the boy, whom they had been hurting, and began to protest. "This man is Leon Stormscourge. Don't you know what he's done?" But they fell silent when the Dragon Lord spoke from his knees on the blood-stained carpet. "My son," he said, in the language he and the First Protector shared. "Please, Atreus." The First Protector took a half glance at the child. He said, "Leo will be looked after."